Hello, everybody. It's Christy Whitman with the Quantum Success Show, where you can get your information and inspiration to create your desires. Thank you for being here today on this magic Monday. So I just want to obviously introduce you to a wonderful, amazing woman that I've just like fell in love with. Her name is Raina Greenberg. And since 1990, this Hay House author has helped over 200,000 people all over the world lose weight and achieve optimal health. Her groundbreaking wellness seminar for weight control has been reviewed and sponsored in over 75 hospitals and in over 100 major corporations like Walt Disney World and Home Depot. Raina's success has been featured in over 160 TV and news stories, including Good Morning America, ABC Nightline, CNN, The Doctor Show, USA Today, Women's World Magazine, and her own show on PBS. She had her own PBS special. So her clients often say they owe their lives to her, which is a really huge, big statement, because she finds the fastest and easiest way to help people release subconscious blocks to losing weight and finding lasting health, happiness, and freedom, which I think all of us want. So Raina, I'm really excited that you're here today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christy. That was a beautiful introduction, and I'm just thrilled to be on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. Well, you obviously have had some amazing success with weight loss hypnosis. So how does that work? What do you do with clients, and how does that even work with clients?
Well, most people who come to me for weight loss have tried everything. You know, they've tried all the diets, the pills, the exercise equipment. And these are smart, you know, successful people. And so they know, we all know how to lose weight. Right? It's no secret. Consciously, we know we need to eat less and exercise more. But the issue is, how do you get motivated to do that? How do you change your thinking so that it's just second nature?
Right.
Eat healthy food, eat only when you're physically hungry, to be able to be turned off to harmful foods. And so that's where I help people. I help people to tap into the power of the subconscious to literally rewrite the script, rewrite the program, so that we're naturally just preferring healthier foods without ever feeling deprived or denied, without ever feeling like we're on a diet. So there's no restriction. It's just total freedom. But the weight comes off because we start to really think of ourselves. We see ourselves as if we were already thin and healthy. And so Absolutely. Our behaviors are just automatically accordingly.
Absolutely. Well, I would say people just say it's either diet or exercise, but I feel like the mind is the biggest part, because you can know exactly what to do, how to do it, have every intention to go do it. And then you find yourself, you know, eating something that you know is not going to get you to the perfect health that you want, or the optimal health that you want, or, you know, help you lose weight or gain muscle mass or whatever it is that you want for your body. And I know I became aware, you know, because I'm grateful for the life that I have. You know, I live in Arizona half the year. I live in Montreal half the year. A lot of times it feels like I'm on permanent vacation, which I just have designed my life this way. But I also have noticed that when I go on vacation, or, you know, when I'm in a social situation, I'll completely throw out all my good intentions and have some wine or have some dessert, you know, the things that I know are not the best for me. And because I'm living this amazing life, it's almost like I'm always on a virtual vacation. And so I find myself more times than not following what I know is best for my body because I'm on vacation time. And I know I got that because I watched my mom since I was a little kid. They would go out on Saturday nights. She would just eat whatever she wanted. Didn't matter if it was bread or alcohol or dessert. And then Monday morning, she would start dieting again, only to follow it until Saturday came. Or if we went on vacation, then it was like, no, all holds barred. It was like she could eat whatever she wanted. Right. And so I learned this subconsciously. I mean, my mother didn't sit me down and obviously say, now when you're on vacation or when you go out with friends, you can eat whatever you want. I just witnessed her doing that. And then I became aware of myself doing that.
Yes.
You know, and so it's interesting because that's exactly what we're talking about. It's like something else is running the show.
Yes.
Even though I have the best intentions to eat a certain way.
Right. So what you're describing is so typical. It's like there's these two parts of yourself. Part of you, of course, wants to look and feel your best and feels, yeah, you know, you're either a good girl or a bad girl, on the diet, off the diet. And so what we have to do is we want to get away from that whole mentality because it just sets up this inner conflict, this inner battle. And it always makes you feel like, you know, in the end, all your efforts, everything you, you know, are working towards, it feels like in the end you sabotage yourself. So the only way to do that is really to bring these two parts of the mind together so that there's sort of a new image of yourself driving you where you see yourself healthy, slender, fit, at your ideal weight. And it doesn't matter where you are, who you're with. It doesn't matter what other people are doing, because so often we're so, you know, we're such social beings. And so like, oh, she just took a cookie. Why don't I? And it just feels automatic. Yes. And what the purpose of my program is to help people to learn a very powerful form of self-hypnosis so that we're more inner directed. So that in every situation, no matter what's going on out there in the world, we feel centered, we feel grounded, and we're in touch with what does our body need. Yes. So it's a whole different way of looking at it, as opposed to, you know, what do I need to eat? What's everyone else doing here? How do I fit in or have fun or whatever the driver of that old program is? But instead, we really have a new program. So instead of looking at a food, you know how I look at a food and think, that looks good. Those cupcakes look good. I'll start my diet next week. Or, well, I'm down 3 pounds this week. I might as well just eat it.
Right.
Many of you eat it. You're like, oh my God, what did I do? And you start beating yourself up, and that horrible negative self-talk comes in.
Yes.
And it's a painful cycle that we all, you know, we've done that. We know what that's like.
Yeah.
But what happens, what my clients say to me is going through the self-hypnosis, literally it shifts. So you can look at that food. Everybody else can be eating it, whether it's, you know, the pizza, the wine, the cupcakes, whatever it is that you know is a trigger for you. And you look at it and it's like, you're able to fast forward that movie, but it happens automatically. And you immediately get to, oh, I'm going to feel sick. I don't want it. But it's not like on the diet where you're like, oh, that looks so good, but oh, poor me, I can't have it. It's
right
inside, you're thinking, that kind of looks disgusting. I don't even want it.
I need some of that, because my whole deal is unlimited life, right? So if I look at something and I go, ooh, I want to have it. And the part of me goes, well, you can't have that. Now I'm limiting myself. And now that part of me wants it. That rebel inside of me that says, you can't, you know, tell me what to do, you know, goes, oh, well, then I want it even more, you know? And yeah.
That's why diets don't work, because the minute you go on a diet, all you're waiting for is to go off it, because psychologically it's a temporary situation. So we have to stay away from that whole mentality of today I'm on the diet, today I'm off the diet. It just doesn't work.
This doesn't work.
Instead, what we want to do is change the way we think about food subconsciously. So we consistently, you know, whether it's Sunday or Monday, whatever day it is, we consistently just feel automatically that intention strong. We just eat to live. We don't live to eat. And yet at the same time, you enjoy every bite. So I feel like I enjoy food more now than I did when I was, you know, eating all kinds of junk, you know, whatever, 30 years ago. I don't even want those foods anymore, because your taste for food literally changes when you reprogram the mind. So it's pretty cool.
That is really cool. You know, it's funny. I was telling my husband the other day that I'm a pretty courageous person in life. And, you know, there's a lot of things I've done. Like, I've walked over fire, I've broken boards, I've climbed up poles, I've, you know, come face to face with wolves, I've built a multi-million dollar business. I moved from, you know, the States to Canada when I was in love with my husband, just kind of let everything go to move to be with him. I've raised two kids, which I think has been the most courageous thing I've done. But I will not try an avocado, because in my head, I don't like avocados.
Right.
But it's interesting. I've never even tried an avocado. So I told my husband this. I'm like, I need to try an avocado. So he prepared it for me, put balsamic vinegar on it. You know, I put it in my mouth, immediately spit it out. And I know what that comes from is that, you know, I was forced food because I was a picky eater when I was a kid. And so I just tell myself, well, I don't like that. If it's the smell of something or if it's the look of something, I'll just go, I don't like that. Yeah. Where eating an avocado, as an example, would be a really good thing for me to do for my health and, you know, for my fitness and all that kind of stuff. This is one example, but I find that a lot of us have an avocado. We've got something we either say that we don't like, or, you know, we are resistant or repelling the good foods because we say we don't like them. And if we could change that subconsciously, I mean, that we would be unstoppable, correct?
Oh, exactly. And that's the wonderful thing. I hear it all the time. So my client, Cindy, she couldn't believe it. She says, I can't believe that now I'm actually craving salad and craving broccoli. She's like, I never wanted to eat these foods before. But something switched in her mind and she starts to see it differently. And that's the amazing thing about the subconscious is that our perceptions of what we enjoy and what we don't want, they can completely switch. And if you think about it, a lot of the things that we move towards that we think, oh, this is going to make me happy. Like, oh, this eating this cookie here with my friend is going to make me happy. But often what we're really seeking, if we go deeper, is just the heart connection, you know, with the friend. But we might think, oh, but if I go out to dinner, you know, we have to drink wine and eat pizza. Right? And a lot of that's just an old program. And we can change these programs. Or we can have less food and feel really happy. Just saying, oh, okay, I had a couple bites. Now I'm good. Now I had a couple of slips, just push it away and feel completely content. And actually feeling better and happier having had less food.
Right.
Than we thought we ever would. So it's amazing how we can really rewrite that script.
And absolutely.
Perception so that we actually prefer the foods that nourish and sustain us and they give us energy.
Right.
Because we forget that food is our energy.
Yes.
And every food is a vibration. And we start to look at food that way and we start to prefer foods that are healthy.
High vibration. Yeah.
But what's stopping it, yeah, is that old, just the old patterns from the past, just, you know, the old mental movies.
Yes.
And we don't have to keep seeing ourselves the way we used to be. We can really evolve, shift our consciousness, and it can be easy. And I love hearing that. I hear it all the time, you know, from people that are using the hypnosis, using my program, and they're saying, I can't believe this. You know, even people who, like yourself, travel busy lives, and I think, wow, you know, how are they going to shift everything? And it's just amazing to hear the stories. I had one man flew in to see me from New Jersey, that was Florida, and he lost 80 pounds. His family couldn't believe it. And he brought his family to come see me, you know, two young boys and his wife. And together they ended up losing over 150 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah. Because, you know, you absolutely can change the way you think about food subconsciously.
Well,
it's just a matter of having the tools.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. Is there, I mean, because some people think of hypnosis and it's like, okay, I'm going to cluck like a chicken. You know what I mean? I think it's a very old way of thinking about hypnosis. But is there anybody that can't be hypnotized or that is resistant to hypnotism so it wouldn't work?
Yeah, that is such a great question. And honestly, I felt the same way. You know, when I first heard about hypnosis, I had no idea what it was. And I thought, well, you know, why would I ever try hypnosis? You know, and people are afraid. They say to me, I don't want someone to control my mind. I don't want secrets. And that is such a myth. Once I discovered what hypnosis actually is, I wanted to learn everything I could about it because it's really about harnessing that inner power that we all hear about. You know, we all know that we're only using maybe 10% of our mental capacity. And so the subconscious is this huge reservoir that can help us to reach a higher level of consciousness and make changes in so many areas of our lives by just being able to change that mental program. It's like creating a new pathway in the subconscious part of the mind. So my answer to that is that hypnosis, what it actually is, it's a natural state. Every morning when we wake up, every night when we fall asleep, we naturally pass through that very, very pleasant state of hypnosis. So we might hear something around us, maybe the kids are, you know, quarreling in the next room or whatever is going on. You smell breakfast cooking, the dog's barking, but you're so relaxed, you just don't want to move. Now you could get out of it if you wanted to, but you just want to stay where you are. That is an example of a very light state of hypnosis, that happens just naturally. But what we don't often realize is that in that state, the subconscious mind is more available to suggestion. And we may not realize how it happens to us, but even if you think about it in your own life, someone might have said something to you 20 years ago, maybe a positive remark or something that maybe hurt your feelings. And now here it might be 10, 20 years later and you find yourself still thinking about that, you know. And so whose voice is it? You know, it's you've internalized that voice. So with hypnosis, it's receiving a new positive inner voice. And the truth is we're being hypnotized all the time by politicians, by the media, advertising, the food industry, and the people in our lives making strong suggestions. Again, sometimes saying something like, that'll never work, or
yeah,
positive, you can do it. And we internalize, but it's not always for our highest good. For example, if the food industry is trying to convince us that in order to be happy, we have to eat a certain way, or social situations eat a certain way. And so what I'm doing is really offering a new mental program that's much more empowering, that lets you stop and think, well, what do I really want? What do I really need? What's really going to make me happy? And looking at it, it creates a whole new way of seeing yourself in a relationship with food.
Awesome. Well, I know you have a very generous gift, which I'm thrilled about. You're actually, it doesn't matter if the holidays are coming up, if summer's coming up, we all want to make those positive changes in our health, our lifestyle, our eating habits, and obviously just having overall happiness. So if you're looking to transform your body in a healthy way while cleansing and calming your mind, you may benefit from this free event that Raina is giving us. So it's actually Transform Your Body. And on Thursday, October 12th at 7:00 Eastern, Raina Greenberg is running a free webinar called The Fastest and Easiest Way to Remove Subconscious Obstacles to Weight Loss and Feel Better Fast. So we're going to have the link underneath the video. You're going to learn how to, you can stop the endless cycle of dieting by tapping into the wisdom of your subconscious, how to lose weight without feeling deprived, or by changing, just by really changing the way you subconsciously think about food, which is amazing. She's going to give you quick and easy ways to change your behavior and eliminate overeating, binging, snacking, and any emotional eating of any kind, which is huge. I find that especially with women. And you're going to find out how you can lose weight and get healthy with powerful self-hypnosis technology. So you can go under the video, there'll be a link where you can join Raina, and I myself am going to go on the webinar because I want to learn how to release some of the stuff that I've been seeing lately that's coming up for me. So anything else you want to say about that?
Well, I'm thrilled that you'll be on the webinar. I'm excited. And yeah, it's really my passion to share these principles. You know, I was literally facing death in my 20s. And when I discovered the power of, first it was biofeedback therapy and then hypnotherapy, to really change and get healthy, and especially in this area, to break free from the food addiction, the sugar addiction, all those negative habits, the overeating, the binging, the snacking. And so it's very, very exciting for me to share the same principles that I shared in my hospital seminars that have helped so many people. So I love this technology and being able to do it online. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for the internet. I mean, it's like we were able to help people all over the world. And, many people in my community, which I call my family, are, not just in the United States, they're in Canada, and all the countries really are represented. So it's amazing that we have this way of really reaching out and helping people. So same with you, no matter what country you're in, you can still take advantage of this webinar. So go under the video, and I would love for you to share your thoughts, your takeaways, your ahas, any comments that you want to make, any questions that you have. This is your opportunity, family, to connect with me and to get your questions answered and to go further and deeper if you want to with Raina. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Raina, for this beautiful gift and your time. And I appreciate your valuable information.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Have a great magical week.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some practical and inspirational information to apply right now. Check out my other episodes and follow me on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes. You can also watch my webinars on creating the life you want. Find the links in the description in this podcast or on my profile page on SoundCloud, and visit ChristyWhitman.com to continue the conversation.